निष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव इति नाम अतिमत्त चरित्राय स्वाश्रितानां च पालिने जीव दुखे सदार्ताय नाम प्रेम प्रदानिने पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरकृष्ण गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड ऑल्सो द सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज Especially, I'm very indebted to my Sikhya Guru, who inspired me to come in the Western and Eastern world. When he was in New York, when he was in India, he requested so many times that you should come with me. Both we will preach everywhere. The mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Rupa Goswami, the mission of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. But at that time I was engaged in the service of my holy master. I was at Mathura, so I requested humbly that I will come and join you, but now I'm so much engaged, I may come. And then from also New York, he called me so many times. He requested me to send his Karthal, Khol, Madanga, Thakurji, also Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu, and also sweet, light Veda, and all other things. And he used to write perhaps in 15 days one letter to me. Very valuable letters. Some of these letters has been
published,
but some now lost, they could not be published. He told me that our relation is transcendental, not world. Perhaps he has not told to anyone other. And for example, he told, as my relation to my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, is transcendental and eternal. Or same is with you. We also used to quarrel, also used to love each other. He was my friend, bosom friend. He was my Sikhya Guru. He was my sannyas brother. God brother, sannyas God brother. So many relations with him. So we used to also somewhat joke each other and quarrel also. Oh, but what kind of quarrel? Love and affection. So he requested me in his last day. After that he never told to anyone. anything and he would stop to speak. And he requested me that I have collected so many disciples here and there. They are serving me, preaching also, but I want that. I could not train them well. So I want that you should help them. At that time I could not thought that what help I should do. Perhaps he was requesting me and ordering me both for these days. I went to my tour all over the world and I see what he requested me really there was. So many devotees, they lost faith in his organization. So many left sannyas. So many, those who were nastic brahmachari, worshipping here and there in temple, they became weak. And they also left the mission and they were married and worldly life could be kind to them. Why this situation came? What was the reason? We know from Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, from Jaipur of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he has written, there is a very critical position in the life of devotees. And what is this? If anyone coming to this line gradually, and he receives anyhow transcendental honor, sabda, not pure, sublime of that sabda. And by that, he is inspired to take initiation, first, second, and he takes. And after that, he began to chant, hearing Hari Katha. But no taste is there. Even not pure nishtha is there. What should I do? At that time he cannot fix the goal of his life. Goal of his practicing bhakti yoga. Sometimes in dilemma. Whether I should marry and be in householder life, or I should be renounced. What to do? Because he has no taste, but he has left his world. No marriage, nothing. Like nastic brahmachari he is doing. They are doing so much, lot of service by distribution of books here and there. With Katal in Madang, Nagar Sankirtan everywhere, in the line of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, everywhere they are going. But after that, bhakti is, what is bhakti? Transcendent. Our mind, our body, our senses are material. By material thing, or any material energy, cannot touch transcendental, or here is the problem. They left everything, initiated, initiation was there. They were working like worshipping something here, but there was no taste. They left one branch of a tree, but they never cut another branch, which was higher. What became? And in the meantime, their Gurudev, my Prabhupada, my Siksha Guru, was called by his worshipful Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna. At that very time he told me that you should help me. He knew all these things. He used to know everything, what will happen. And that is why he requested. At that time, they had no taste. And they have left everything worldly. But where to stay? There must be some platform. They did not made any platform. No taste, no nishtha. So they were bound to return. And they began to return to worldly life, sense gratifications. Some left fully that institution and they get their beat backs and neck backs and chanting, remembering everything, taking fishes, eggs and intoxications, everything. Because they had no platform. You should be careful. They became hopeless. What to do? There is nothing, anything. Because they served their Gurudev with so much money from here and there. Lakhs of dollars, thousands and thousands of dollars from here and there. Vrindavan, Ramakrishna was made, Bombay, here, there. That was that. How to maintain? So, I want to tell you that you should not be in this position. They left everything chanting, remembering some of them. Most of them. And those who were there, but never associating with high class of devotee. Everywhere it is written, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra. Association of superior Vaishnava, especially higher, those who have some realization, always chanting, remembering of Krishna, they have rejected worldly things. Their association will help us. Sadhu sangha. Unfortunately, they had not sadhu sangha like this, and that is why they began to fall down. So Swamiji requested me that you should go and help them, all the devotees. I want to tell you that don't be hopeless. There is no hopeless word in Vaishnava dictionary. If you are really Vaishnava, then you should try to follow this. But that Shantanam Utsaha Nishya Dharya Tattat Karma Pramat Sangat Tyaga Sato Bhakti Sardari Bhakti. You should try to remember these words of Rupa Goswami. It came by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So these words are of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Utsaha, from beginning, but enthusiastic, be always. If you have no taste in chanting Harine and hearing Harikatha, yet you should do. Go on doing. Not that only I should chant 16 rounds. Swamiji gave some concession to Western devotees. But you should know it will not do anything. It is beginning. And that is why any test did not come to the devotee. So began to follow. You know Haridas Thakur? How much? Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, our receptive glands, not less than 1 lakh. You know, Valmiki, for 60,000 years, Ram, 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 Ram. Then it came. We should try to remember our Gayatri mantra with great devotion and love. A strong faith. All the Gayatri mantras are embodiment of Krishna, Radha, Mahaprabhu, Gurudev. Prachodayat, there is word. Like a prayer. Oh, they should come in my heart. Manifest. Surely they will come and manifest. What is Harina? More than any Gayatri mantra even. Or embodiment of Radha and Krishna, conjugal. If you are chanting, remembering, and if tears are coming, heart melting, or at once is ready to come. In your trance and he will give darshan. But we have not such a strong faith as we have a strong faith on money. No. On money we have faith. So, I am requesting you that you should have more faith on your mantra, Gayatri mantra and Harinam, and more faith on higher class of association, sadhana sangha. If you have a high class of guru, even you should have a siksha guru. Siksha guru will help you so much, and it is called shravan guru also. So, you should try always to chant more, to associate of high class of Krishna. Swamiji, everywhere he has written like this. Oh, any Vaishnava may come and tell that, oh, you should not read Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, reject them. I know, and all Purans have told, or all epics, or disciplic gurus have told, 10th canto should be read, should be heard from high class of people. We will discuss so much in our classes to clarify all these points. Also other points, where is doubt, you can also question and we can answer. And I want to clear all these things. Don't associate with them, whether they are Vaishnava, but in not line of our Gurudev, it will fall. Pay respect, but make manly man shiksha in their life. We can respect all, but to follow Guru and Diksha Guru, Siksha Guru, or that is Saman Guru, as one, and thus try to advance. Now it is more than 11, and we are coming from so much distance. I think that you also try to come in our classes. I want that how successful our preaching and classes were in Bejar, in Hawaii, in Maui, Alachua, Houston, everywhere. So our so many classes should be done. In morning class, aarti should be done. Morning class, Tulsi Parikrama should be done. And then at 10, it may be also one class. And in evening, I will come and my class will be from 6 to 7, as you will manage. So your at least 3-4 classes should be done. All the rules and regulations that we follow in our parikrama of Vrindavan, Navadvi, everywhere in our preaching. And you should also try to know the rules and regulations, how our behavior should be to Vaishnavas. I want that you should all try to honor senior Vaishnavas. And senior Vaishnava also try to give proper respect to juniors also, with love and affection. And to hire love and affection plus service, something good. So that for 1 year, 2 years, there should be no hopeless. And like we should be strong by this. I know that there are so many senior Vaishnavas, very learned devotees. Madhava Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Aranya Maharaj, so many Grihastha Bhaksha, all are coming, so many very Vaishnavas are coming from here and there. So they will make classes. Shyamrani perhaps coming. Also, she has reached. Also, Dhrishtadyumna, and so many very qualified devotees are come. Here also there are so many. So you are fortunate to be in this. I am very happy that from not only in England, from Germany, from Holland, France, Italy also, America also, Russia, Spain, from so many places, Hawaii also. So many devotees are here. When I first came, only 10 devotees were present in London. Only 1 or 2 were in airport. But now, so many. I think that so many are engaged in cooking also, here and there. So I'm very happy that you are all assembled here. And you should hear, not to give up by this ear. Hearing from this and giving, you should take it in your heart. Don't be hopeless. You should try to cut up this word hopeless in your devotion. Always very enthusiastic. One thing more I want. After Gurudev, or where Gurudev is not there, we used to quarrel ourselves, not paying respect to each other. I don't want it. I want that you should pay proper respect to devotees, each other, as a friendly terms. If you cannot do, then why? How you become devotee? So I want this thing. Proper respect to each other. And go on doing bhajan. And I think that from today, they will manage our classes. It may be that I am very tired. In evening class, I may come or not come. It depends on my health. But from tomorrow I will go. Sometimes I can also in morning for 10, 20, 25 minutes sometimes. But in evening, surely I will come. So, you should be prepared. Gau Premanande.
Gurudev is Akhanda Tattva. And he is himself Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. all the Guru who are in this line.